start by telling you guys a joke. I was going to tell you a time travel joke, but you didn't like it.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Do you ever talk about how good things used to be? Well, I'm telling you, my childhood wasn't easy. We had to wade through 6 feet of green shag carpet to change a TV channel. And when you touched the knob, you got a shock. Bzzz. We had something called rabbit ears for reception. Or, if you didn't have that, you had an actual antenna. You sent your brother up onto the roof to move it. Hold it right there, you'd yell. I think that's Star Trek, or it could be Lawrence Welk. Those were the only two shows we had. That and snow on another channel. Sometimes it scrolled up and down, so you had to reach behind the TV to twist tiny knobs that stopped the vertical roll. The good old days were not all good. We had to wash dishes with soap and water and dry them with a towel. I learned to dance while my brothers flicked my hindquarters with those towels. We had to look stuff up in 5-pound encyclopedias, remember phone numbers, watch commercials, lick stamps and mail letters. I'm telling you, the good old days were not all good. There were no microwaves. Chicken pot pies took about a year to cook. If you wanted a cell phone, you jerry-rigged 2 tin cans and a string together. Phones were attached to walls, one per household. It took about a minute to dial any given number. Our phone had a 3-foot cord, so you couldn't move while talking. Everyone in the room could hear every word you said. If you wanted privacy, you bought a curly extension cord, hid under the kitchen table, and whispered until someone got wise to what you were up to, or just walked over to the wall and hung up on you. Long distance cost a fortune, but if you waited until midnight, you could get a deal. $2 a minute, or $5 overseas. A minute. We had to roll down car windows in those days, lift garage doors, sharpen pencils, work out math problems without calculators, walk to a friend's house to see if they were home, and there was no delete key on typewriters, just little bottles of whiteout. And when you painted your sister's blouse with whiteout, it was permanent. It caused your mother to use bad language like, "You stinker." No, my friends, the good old days were not all good. Carly Simon, the singer-songwriter, once sang, "These are the good old days." And I think she was on to something there. Each era has its obstacles and opportunities, its jolts and its joys. That's life. An old guy told me he was headed for the coffee shop. "We talk about how bad things are," he said. "The kids, music, politics." I said, "Yeah, you're right. These are tough times. But here's an idea. Talk about the good stuff. Try talking about what God is up to. Because he's at work, you know." I told him about an acquaintance who lost his house to a horrendous fire, how his church gathered around him. I told him of the 18-year-old who said, "My parents raised me an atheist. They gave me no hope, no meaning, no joy." And then he smiled. I rebelled. I found all these things and more in Jesus. "There are more Christians in China than communists," I told my older friend. "God is at work. He is doing a new thing right now. Not last Wednesday, but right now." He said he hadn't thought of that. And if he did that at the coffee shop, he said, "They're going to think I'm nuts." Hey, trust me, life is hard. But today, let's try busting at the seams with gratitude. There is much to smile about. For one thing, I have GPS. I have never once missed folding those roadmaps.
Get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.